Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Dr. Kevin Most, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Dr. Most, good to chat with you again.
John, how have you been?
I have been really well. Things are going great, and I feel good, and I know that a lot of us are optimistic. Now, the last time we got rid of the mask mandates last spring, I feel like it was a very celebratory mood, and I feel like a lot of us jinxed it. And I feel like today, with the mask mandate going away, maybe it's not a celebration, but just, hey, it's another benchmark as we continue on, right?
Absolutely. You know, I think you hit it right on the head. It's not a time to celebrate. This is a time to say, okay, we don't need masks again. Now, that's not saying we're not going to need masks again in the future. It's not saying we're done with this. But certainly, it sounds like feels like we at least have a little reprieve. Let's see some smiling faces. Let's get outside while the weather gets better. But we need to still be ready and be prepared that we may need to go back to masks sometime in the fall or winter of next year, I would think.
Do you think that was important to lift it when numbers are good so that there is a little bit more credibility when you have to reinstate it, as opposed to just leaving it the whole time and people are already sick of it? I think going back and forth is important because it adds credibility, in my opinion.
100%. And, it's been really interesting because we were looking at the number of people testing positive. Well, that number kind of gets thrown out when the number of people doing home tests comes up as high. So certainly looking at the hospitalizations and the stress on the health systems, using that as your barometer as to when masks can come off and come back on, was certainly brilliant, because now we have kind of a set thing. Instead of testing positive rates and things along those lines, we know that the stress on the healthcare system is going to be what our barometer is, and certainly does give credibility, because I can tell you, the hospital, I haven't seen the numbers yet this morning, but on Friday, we were at 8 patients in the hospital with COVID. Wow. And of those, 4 of them were in for some other reason. Now, that goes back, John, we were up to 135 at one time. So you can see the impact that has happened here as Omicron just blew through the Chicago metro area here over the past, 6-7 weeks.
Now that Omicron is basically in our rearview mirror, and again, I say that while acknowledging, of course, it's not done yet. There were a lot of people when Omicron was happening, obviously people were testing positive, and then, why do we need to be vaccinated? Look at these rates anyways. Why are we wearing masks? Why vaccinated? Do you think that those measures saved a ton of lives, given how strained the hospital system was still under Omicron with all the rates of vaccination and masks?
I think it did two things. One, it saved a bunch of lives, and two, it saved a bunch of careers. I can tell you that the healthcare providers were getting beat up and beat up and beat up, and it got to a point where many people said, I'm done. I'm getting out of this. And the people leaving the profession was not being fueled on the front end with people coming in, so you stress the system even more. So certainly, it saved lives, but I think it also saved the healthcare system. I feel like we got lucky.
I have family members who work in the healthcare system, including in the Northwestern system, and they do great work, and you're right. I mean, it took an emotional toll on them, first of all, in 2020, and then to have Omicron as well was an emotional toll, especially knowing there were vaccines out there and there were people coming to the hospital that were unvaccinated. I think that just adds a layer of frustration. They still did their job, and they were professional as can be, but it kind of makes you shake your head a little bit. So, can we give them like a couple extra vacation days or so? Like, what are the hospital systems doing to reward people? I know that you don't want to celebrate yet, but maybe as things ease up, seriously, like, are there extra mental health days going out to these healthcare workers that battled through the winter?
Yeah, John, it's interesting, because we learned early on, it's not how much you pay individuals, it's how much you respect them through their jobs, and like you said, make sure that they get those breaks, those breathers, because as the system was stressed, we had to push people to do extra shifts, they had to do longer shifts, and certainly compensation is one thing that's helpful, but the other thing is you have to be able to, like you said, give them extra vacation time, give them the time off. I can tell you last week, the doctors at CDH bought lunch for the entire hospital as a way to say thank you, and just the appreciation of that. And I think you also brought something up just a second ago as well about the individuals that were coming into the hospital unvaccinated. we as a profession are very empathetic, you know, and we had to make sure that we kept that. And I'm very proud of the entire healthcare system because we did keep empathetic. We didn't treat patients who weren't vaccinated any different than we did patients who were vaccinated.
Right.
And that's important. You know, that just shows the professionalism of what we do here.
Yeah. And you shouldn't. I mean, that's, you know, there's reasons why people weren't. We may disagree with them, but they're human beings and they deserve the care that they need. Talking with Dr. Kevin Most, the Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine's Central DuPage Hospital. And Dr. Most, getting some great texts on the line about will we see a bump in cases? Is there anticipation that, you know, when you relieve these mask mandates, there is just a natural bump as more people start to gather together and there still is obviously some transmission going on?
Yeah, we probably will see a little bit of a bump. You know, I think that the hospitals can contain it. But also, if you look right now, Illinois, 72% of the population is vaccinated. And then we also have those who got Omicron, you know, that we don't even know about to have some additional protection. So from a point of protection in the Chicago metro area, we're doing pretty good. We might see a little bit of a bump, but we don't expect it to be a big bump until the fall and winter when we probably will see another variant.
Question for the doc. Oh, wait, hold on. Another variant. You anticipate that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, everyone has to understand that even like something like influenza, people say, why do we get an influenza shot every year? We get an influenza shot every year because there are variants every year. We find out what the most likely variant is going to be for influenza, and that's the shot you get. As a matter of fact, when you get your flu shot, you're getting shots for four different strains that we think we might see. Same thing will happen with COVID as we're watching this worldwide, because although we are in a great position with very highly vaccinated people, you have to look around the world. Where there are some countries where the vaccination rate is 5 and 10%. And this is not an illness just in the United States.
Right. So even if it is a new variant, it doesn't necessarily mean cause for alarm. It could be another one similar to Omicron where it spreads, but it's not as deadly. I guess what I'm asking is, new variants doesn't mean that we, as we pivot to endemic versus pandemic, it doesn't mean that it would elevate that necessarily again.
Oh, correct. 100%. And if you look at Omicron, you know, Delta obviously really hit us hard and hit us hard physically and spread well. Omicron was not as impactful physically, but certainly spread very efficiently. And that's the sign of a good virus, right? A good virus is the one that doesn't kill its host, but allows itself to spread. That's Darwinism at its finest. So certainly that's what we would be expecting to look for. And what we would want to do is make sure that we can get a vaccine to protect workplaces, to protect schools, to protect the economy, and to protect just ourselves of being, you know, as much normal as we can. Yeah, similar to what we do during flu season.
I know that the numbers are the most important thing. The name of the virus or the variant matters less, of course, than the numbers of what's happening in our hospitals. But have we declared this an endemic officially? Do you anticipate that happening soon? Or are they going to be very cautious using that word simply because it could send the wrong signal?
No, I think you will start to hear the word endemic, at least in the United States, obviously different around the world where it'd still be maybe more of a pandemic in other countries, but it's certainly endemic, meaning that it is going to be here. It's in a controlled environment essentially right now without huge spikes and without huge impact, but we know it's still going to be present. So that is going to be one of those where the influenza is endemic. We know it's going to be here. We're not going to eliminate this like we did polio or measles. This is going to be one that is going to continue with us.
Yeah, for sure. Let's get a text from the 309. Give huge thanks to Dr. Most. He's been very helpful and accurate over the last 2 years on COVID. Thank you, Dr. Most.
Well, thanks. You know, I appreciate the opportunity to at least give my opinion and give my thoughts. And, you know, there's a lot out there in the world, and the information was coming very quickly. And I think just level setting every Monday morning kind of gave us a little bit of, I don't want to say peace, but at least I feel that I tried to get the information across properly.
Well, you lowered our blood pressure, which is important no matter what anyways. I do have one other question about, as you know, we pivot out of pandemic to endemic here in the United States, hopefully, and that continues and everything still goes great. when are we really going to start tackling the mental health issues that have come out of this, whether it's kids, adults, healthcare workers that are literally dealing with PTSD, similar to what we see soldiers dealing with when they come home from war? That may seem crazy to people, but I know it's going to happen. And those conversations have probably already started in the healthcare profession, right, Dr. Most?
100%, John. And, you know, and that is probably our biggest concern. That's kind of what we would call a lagging indicator. In other words, people are going to start to show these mental health issues. The difficult thing is that depression, suicide, schizophrenia, none of those have slowed or stopped. So now this is going to be on top of that.
Yeah.
And certainly we are looking at new ways to treat this. We're looking at new ways to, we're not looking at new medications, obviously, at this point, but certainly those are even in the pipeline. But we really do need to get our arms around this because of so many people that had minimal social interaction, had the fear of this illness, and most importantly, saw loved ones die from this. And those are the things that are going to be the triggers when they hear this is coming back or hear that there's something new coming. You know, those are going to be the triggers for a lot of these individuals, which may not happen for a few months.
And as we continue to move forward, as well as going back to the hospitals and the doctor visits are fine for everyone, everyone should go get their physical, right? Especially if they haven't gotten it in a couple of years.
100%. You know, we talked about this a little bit last week. People who haven't had their physical, please get in. You know, it's not just to check the box. The doctor is listening to your heart, listening to your lungs, examining you, looking at your numbers, talking to you about heart disease, colon cancer, breast cancer, smoking, all those things that we've kind of put on the back of the shelf. All those continue and really important that we start to look at our own physical health as well as mental health as we come out of this.
Absolutely. Dr. Most, we appreciate you always, and we'll chat with you again soon, okay?
You got it, John. Take care. Good talking to you.
As always, Dr. Kevin Most there out of Northwestern DuPage.